Hello again, and welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Nos Ponemos Las Pilas. Today, an episode that would bring sports enthusiasts, Olympic Games enthusiasts, Olympic Games fanatics, and design aficionados together. This podcast will dive deep into the dynamics of designing one of the most iconic and historical posters that has ever graced an Olympic Games edition. Today, sports and design will collide in a conversation with the Paris 2024 Olympic Games design director, Joaquim Ronsan, and the man in charge of one, again, of the most fantastic posters that has ever been unveiled for an Olympic Games. Ugo Gattoni has, with an obsession to detail, drawn an amazing trip, a fantasy land, to help us understand what we will enjoy, how enthusiastic the world and the city of Paris will be when the Olympic Games open in the River Seine on July 26th, this coming summer. Our conversation with Ronsan and Ugo Gattoni is today's edition of Nos Ponemos Las Pilas.
Thank you very much, Fernando, for having us. Today, it's a very special moment for the Paris 2024 event is to introduce to you the iconic posters. We started this project about June 2023. I was asked to work on it, and I wanted to have something quite different with all the other posters. Wait, just one second. I'm going to take the hand on this one. Yes. So I'm sure you know, since I saw on your wall behind you, you know a lot of the previous posters of the Olympic and Paralympic Games. And most of the time, at least, I don't know, one out of 10 is maybe artistic, but the rest of the time, it's mainly the logo that is represented on the iconic poster. We wanted to have something quite different. The last three posters were Tokyo is the one that you see. It's a kind of a variation around the logo. Before that was Rio, and Rio was a 3D example of the logo. And the one before was London. And London was something quite artistic, actually. It was they were playing with the rings of the Olympics. I don't know if you remember. Mm-hmm. It was something quite impressive as well. But we wanted to go a little bit a different way. Because as you know, the Paris 2024 edition is going to be quite different in some ways, since for the first time of the Olympic and Paralympics, a lot of sports are going to be outside a stadium, for example. And there's going to be this opening ceremony that's going to be outside of a stadium. So there's a lot of story to tell. One of those is actually having the sport evolving in this Paris decor. And this is something that we're very proud of, is to have everyone seeing some sports in the middle of Paris. It's going to be unbelievable. And I wanted to showcase this. So I knew for some time I knew for some time Hugo, and I didn't know him personally, but I knew his work, and I was sure that he could be the one that could create this incredible fantasy landscape, something very joyful, and of course turn towards sports and full, as I said, full of Paris edition references. And you will see that in a short period of time. This is Hugo's work. He works on something very rich, a lot of symbols, a lot of symbolic. It's most of the time something that is, a main idea. And then when we go inside of the pictures, there's plenty of small stories, a little bit like Where is Waldo? You know, those big drawing when you could go and see what is happening. But I'll let Hugo a little bit explain his work.
Yeah, thank you. You are saying right. What I do in my work is mostly I'm drawing in huge scale drawings. So sometimes about meters. Sometimes it takes me like months or years to complete the drawing. So they are kind of huge scales, and I love creating universes like worlds. And tell stories through to make people have a walk through these big universes full of details where you can have a walk through different ways and spend time and lost yourself in this huge cityscapes. So this is what I do.
So what we see is a rich design. It makes you want to travel into the poster itself.
It's something it's very rich. Yeah, this is the goal. This is what we intended to do, and to have a lot of stories, and for people to really look for so many hours, and already each time they look at it, they can find something new in this poster. There's something else that's very important in the design of these posters, is as well as we do, and we try to merge the Olympics and the Paralympics edition. You can see that, for instance, the mascots are the same. The medals, I don't know if you saw the medals that we showcased about 2 weeks ago, they're the same for the Olympics and the Paralympics. The torches are the same. The logo is the same. Everything, we're trying to make everything collide. And this is why it was very important for me that the poster is exactly on the same dynamic, meaning that it's a whole image, but with two posters. If you want to have the overall aspects of Paris 2024, you have to have the two posters in one that creates one big piece. Mm. And without any more, let's see the posters there. Yeah. So that's one of the first drawing that that Hugo did. But I'm going to show it right away as the poster how it's going to be. It's Paris Stadium, as you can see, with the sand that goes around, with plenty of different elements. You can see on the background, there's Marseille, there's the wave of Tahiti, there's the Eiffel Tower with the stadium, the Stade de France around it. There is so many rich details everywhere. I can zoom in, but it's very heavy. Since it's so rich and so plenty of small details everywhere, you can see that under here, these are the gardens of the Château de Versailles. Yeah, Château de Versailles. There is the Pont Alexandre III with the marathon. There's all the sports represented on this poster. Everything is represented. There's skateboard. There is BMX, there's beach volley, there's kayak, here, canoe, here that goes through here. There's so many to see. There's climbing on the scaffolders here. There is, of course, the Belém is the boat that's going to bring the torch, the flame, the Olympic flame in France from Greece. This is the boat. arriving in the Marseille Bay area. There's, as I said, the wave here. There are the mascot. There's eight mascots that are hidden in these two posters. So that's so
where are the mascots? It's a new game to be played in Paris now.
I cannot say. You have to look for it.
It is. Hugo,
yeah.
What date did you start this? It is a magnificent piece of art. It cannot be said it's a two pieces of art because it's one huge drawing of France, not only just Paris, of France as an Olympic city and the representation of the Seine as a track and the Ile de la Cité maybe in the middle. I don't know if I am correct in picturing it that way. What day did you start with this work? And what was the first drawing, I would ask?
Yeah, as Joachim is saying, it's full of elements, full of codes from Paris 2024, full of symbolics. So after we met and he introduced me the whole project and give me like kind of a main brief with all the elements were important to figure in the drawing. I just came back to my studio and before doing the first draft, you know, I was like, I wanted something huge, something where we can totally get lost in, and I wanted something epic. So I came, the first idea was the good one. And I came back to Joachim with presenting him the Paris Stadium, kind of a huge playground where I can play with all the monuments, all the sports, and France. And when after putting this first idea with like a really, really rough sketch, we were able to discuss and to start to play with the composition, to put this bridge, Pont Alexandre III, to put the Eiffel Tower, and just moving all the elements a bit all together to be able to have a good, to lock a real composition at the end. And when we were quite happy with the main sketch, before it was on the 19th of September, we see each other with Joachim, and we just, you know, did little squared everywhere, in each centimeters of the drawing, and we put all the little details. Okay, so the climbing people will be here, the boats will be here, like, you know, just put all the sport and everything. And I came back to my studio and I start for real the outline, the work of outline and foundation, the work of perspective and building the whole drawing. It was so mid-September, and it took me 2,000 hours to complete the drawing. So exactly day by day, four months after, on the 19th of January, I was done with the drawing in color.
It is, again, as we see it, a magnificent piece, and it leaves me speechless, to be honest, because again, Joachim, I guess it proves the fact that Paris is going to be different. You guys have not done anything that was ever done before. When are you going to stop?
Well, we'll talk about it in September again. When everything is done, if everything goes the right way, we can call it for an hour or so. But yeah, we're trying to actually, we're not trying to break the codes or the rules of what's been done before, but we're trying to put a lot of depth in what we do. It's always been like that, starting from, you know, the mascots. For it was very important for me to have some depth and not only to draw like an animal or something. Here it was a matter of telling a story, and telling the story of Paris 2024, saying that it's going to be a very popular event with a lot of crowd, with people merging with the athletes. It's going to be a huge party. It's going to be something very joyful. It's going to be something that people remember, like people are still remembering the Exposition Universelle. It's something very intense. It's going to be something one of a kind, unique. And I wanted to really to have something that expresses this thing of unicity. So this is the wonderful work that did the Hugo. And he did mention something really important for me, is that I wanted from the start to be something manual. I didn't want it to be something on the computer. I didn't want it to be something that is done with the help of a computer. I want it to be everything done by hand to showcase as well the savoir-faire à la française, you know. It was very important for me to showcase this, because athletes can rehearse so many times and try and practice their craft and to maybe succeed and win a medal. This is exactly what I wanted to do here. And with the help of Hugo, and he did all the work, actually, he practiced and worked on his craft for 2,000 hours. And I think that at the end, the result is exceptional and results in something that could be qualified as a medal for him. It's something that's unique and will be remembered forever.
And in so many ways, it is in line, Joachim, with what, you know, the brand identity provides as well. It's unique. It's disruptive. It is. We had in my podcast a couple of months ago, I would say a couple of years back, I talked with Julie Matikin, and she said something that was really captivating. She said that Paris was, I would say, this is me speaking, obligated, and I will bring her quote, to compose the exceptional. And this this is exceptional. This is, in a way, extraordinary. It's outside of the ordinary. It's not a poster with a logo and the name of the Olympic Games. It's a movie in itself. Did you try to create that, Hugo?
Yeah, I mean, the obvious would be, of course, like you said, to have the logo and the dates on the poster. That would be something very easy for us. And we could have gone this way, you know? We could have done this exactly, just the logo with the dates and stuff. But I really felt since the beginning, it's been 5 years that I'm head of design of Paris 2024. And I feel from the start that we have in our hand something exceptional that will stay in the memory of French people and hopefully in the memory of the international. And we have one thing that is quite exceptional in our hand, is the city of Paris. I mean, the city of Paris is world known and it's a magnificent decor. So we would be stupid not to use it and to showcase it in whatever aspect we can. And this was something right from the beginning. This is one of our discussion with Hugo. It was to, I told him, I really want to show the magnificence of Paris, but not the Paris everyone knows, that like the touristic Paris. I don't want it to be a touristic view of Paris. I want it to be Paris, fantasy land of Paris. It was very important for me to go this route, and I knew that Hugo would understand what was my objective from the start. And I must say, and that's not because he's here, and we've discussed it, of course, already with some medias, but I had the idea, but he brought it up like 100 inch above. So I'm very proud for these two posters, and I'm very happy that my little idea in the beginning became this great idea with the help of Hugo.
Hugo, again, we've seen the poster now open and wide with the two versions, and there are so many hidden stories in it. Which one is the one that captivates you the most as the creator of this masterpiece? Which is the one focal point where you say, this represents who I am?
Well, it's a complex question. I think I'm a bit everywhere, and I love thinking about this drawing in his whole soul, let's say. I wanted to, and then I had so much fun drawing tiny scenes with telling little stories of that guy holding this flag and speaking to that other guy. I can't say a scene, for example, but I started drawing the Olympic balcony at the beginning with the bigger characters. The scale of this character is the biggest here, and then I dive into the details and start with the crown and everything.
Again, in an age where I guess the disconnect between the Olympic Games and the traditionalism, a traditional sporting event that dates, you know, more than a century in our life, and the disconnection, I guess, in some points with the younger audiences, this also brings together the fact that audiences young in age, in any age in a way, but young in age can learn about what the games are by just by looking at the poster.
Hugo, you're exactly right. It's something that was intended at the very start as well, because this poster will also be a gift for, you know, we have this week of Olympic and Paralympics week in all our schools in April. And so there's a lot of activities around the Olympics and Paralympics during a whole week in April. So, and this poster will be gifted to all the schools in France, as well to learn and teach about everything that is going to happen. And it's a good medium for the teachers to already talk about some sports, some venues, and all of this.
In a way, does it have any component, animated component, so that this also becomes a movie, Hugo?
We're discussing about this this aspect of how to bring life a bit more to this big cityscape. Yes,
we don't want to unveil everything, Fernando. We don't want to unveil everything, Fernando. For now,
I will take that hidden answer in a way. Yeah. Hugo, are you in the poster in itself? Did you put yourself in it?
Yeah, in a mascot, in the big mascot in the middle. No. I had a lot of things, but not me, not personal stuff. I tried to be them, like, neutral.
What I really like about Hugo, this answer expresses exactly what he is Hugo doesn't have a lot of ego.
Hugo.
That is, and again, we see it, and if we can work our way, you tell me which way you want to start, Hugo. As we see in the poster, I guess the natural way to start, and if I see it correctly, is a little bit of the island of Greece as well, on the top right of the this is a good start point for it, right?
Here in this part of the drawing, it's we represent Stockmanville, which is the beginning of the Paralympic Games. Okay. It's a historic wink. What obviously I have a lot of references from Greek mythology, like the big statues emerging from the water, or all the Parisian statues holding the balcony. So it's kind of a mythology of this edition of the games. We have something a bit Greek, obviously, in this drawing. But from where I started is like the guy in the foreground watching the diver. I don't know what to say, watching the whole landscape. I wanted him in the foreground because it's an invitation. We have the same point of view than that guy, and it's probably an invitation to the spectator to jump in and get lost then. I worked the drawing doing like the whole big drawing with the two posters. So I worked both posters at the same time, working the composition that way, but taking care that it can work separately, you know, the two posters.
Is there a homage, a recognition to famous French athletes in the poster? I mean, did you bring in the historical aspect of French sports into it, or is again neutrality a key to it?
Yes, because of the scale of the character, the people you can see in the background, they are about like 2 millimeters on the original drawing. So,
it is a neutral poster, because we are Paris 2024, so we don't. There's no French favoritisme. How do you say favoritism? Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
That's correct.
It's for the whole world. So there's no like Teddy Riner or Tony Estanguet in the canoe here, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no Zidane is not in a statue.
No.
Now, and this is for you, Joaquin. The posters, in a way, and I'm not going to become a history teacher here, but posters were a way to communicate to people in the streets.
Yep.
Now, what purpose do they serve now? Because in a way before, I mean, and you see the posters back from Paris, 1900. I mean, those were the exposition, the Universal Exposition. The 1924, it was pretty much the games start today, so come see it. But it was meant for people in the streets to see it, and a way for the organizers to communicate. What do posters serve nowadays? What is?
Well, it's a very good question. You're the first to ask this, actually.
Do I get a medal?
Yes, you know, in 1924, there wasn't internet, there wasn't the social medias. Today, posters have shifted in the way they have to communicate. Listen, it's been 25 years. I've been working in design, in graphic design, and I saw the shift in the work of poster design. Since I used to draw and design a lot of movie posters in my young age, and since about 10 years ago, maybe five, people don't want anymore something that is going to be seen in the street, but they want something that is very powerful on the small screen, that you can see it on your phone. And so this is not intended to be on the phone. It's intended to be in the streets. So it's something that is supposed to be showcased. Now, everyone knows that the Paris 2024 will be starting the 26th of July up till the 11th of August. So it's not really a matter of promoting the edition. It's a matter of putting at the public a message. And what is our message? I mean, I didn't want to put a logo. I wanted to tell a story. And, you know, I know that actually one of your fellow journalists asked me once, is, you know, that it goes against all rules of making a poster, this poster, because usually you have to be very minimalistic and just only 8 words on the poster and everything like that. And I say, yeah, maybe, but I know this, but this one tells the whole story. You have the overview of Paris, the feeling, the joy. It moves you. It makes you feel something. And this is something that is more interesting than only a claim on a poster saying, like, games wide open with the logo and the dates. I mean, this, it already happens on the social media. You can see it everywhere. I wanted to create some kind of an exhibit in the streets. People look, and in the streets, there's some kind of joy in the, you know, everything is so great today. It's been raining for the past week in Paris. It's going to rain for the at least another month. So let's have a little bit of color and joy in everywhere.
Hugo, I see there's a lot of iconic buildings, and of course dominated by the Tour Eiffel. By the Tour Eiffel, the architecture of France is also represented in this poster, in your drawing. Mm-hmm. Was there anything that was left out for you that you could not fit in that you wish you had?
No. Very fan of architecture. As we spoke, I was living in Mexico before, and each time I was coming back to Paris, I was kind of a tourist in my hometown, like taking pictures of balconies and little details like of Haussmannian architecture. So I brought all that things through these drawings. Of course, each monuments are interpreted, like I took some liberty to interpret them, but keeping also a classic way of representing all of these monuments. So if you know, like I opened the Grand Palais, I put a rooftop on it, I put the Stade de France to make a beautiful and symbolic duo with the Eiffel Tower. So it was really, really complete for me to play with this classic monument, but all the time bringing something a bit more surrealistic.
Hugo, what is your relationship with sports? Did you like sports? I noticed in your understanding, I mean, your career, you lived in London while the Olympics were going on in 2012. You've lived in Mexico for 2 years. Mexico still has the architecture that the Olympic Games in 1968 gave them.
My relationship with sport is really old. I was doing a lot of sport when I was young. I was a swimmer, and I wanted to be a professional swimmer at a point, but my parents saw that I'm not really tall, and I won't do a big career in swimming. So they took me to the art school because I was not bad with drawing. And since I started drawing, I all the time think my way of drawing as a, if I can say, a performance, because my drawings are really, really big. It's about meters, sometimes 10 meters, the scale of a fresco. Sometimes take me months or years to complete it. And I don't know, the sport brought me the mental to do like kind of long lasting performance like this. And I think I have there is a link between sport and my heart. It is it.
Joachim, idea of you know, breaking the mold and creating something different has also taken Paris on the edge. I remember in Tokyo, I spoke to Tony Estanguet, and I told him, or asked him, to me, it seemed natural that because of the founder of the Olympic Games being French, Pierre de Coubertin, that, you know, Paris would revive his figure. And to my surprise, Pierre de Coubertin is very seldom shown or even mentioned in all of this. Is he inside the poster in any way?
No. I mean, of course, Pierre de Coubertin, he's a father figure of the Olympics. But I mean, it's not only Pierre de Coubertin. I mean, there's a lot of people that created and influenced what we're trying to create today. There's Alice Mia as well, that created the first woman Olympics. Because in the beginning, I don't know if you remember, but Pierre de Coubertin didn't want any woman to participate to the Olympics. And Alice Mia created on her side the some kind of sport games event only with women. And at one point, the Olympics integrated the women. And today, for instance, this is one of our goals, is to make the Olympics 50-50. It's 50% women and 50% men. It's I think this is the whole, I mean, we shifted in the idea of Pierre de Coubertin. Of course, Pierre de Coubertin is at the origin of all of this. But at one point, I mean, there's the work of, I'm sorry, I don't remember his name, the one that created the Paralympics, Wolfgang, what's his name? This German, Jewish-German doctor that created the Paralympics in the 50s. And this is all those stories. It's not only Pierre de Coubertin, it's plenty of stories that created this event. And having it in Paris, it's, of course, 100 years later, after 1924, something very unique, because it's something that people could see as a reference, a historical reference. But it's not only a historical reference. The only reference we had is mainly in design. We've got inspired a lot of the 1920s design, the Art Deco, the Art Nouveau that was just before. And one of the artists that was one of the main influence, especially for the look of the games, was Sonia Delaunay. Sonia Delaunay was an artist that created a movement called Orphism. And she was very important for us in the reflection of what we did for the look of the games, for the colors of the look of the games, the colors that were, that I showed actually to Hugo, and he was inspired by the colors, and he took them to create as well this poster. Hugo, this an enough answer? It was enough? It was okay?
Are you okay with it?
Yeah, I'm okay.
That's what's important. Luke Goodman is the founder of the Paralympic Games. Hugo, to close it off with you, what does this mean to your career? What is having the signature to the poster of the Olympic Games in Paris in 2024 have as a meaning to your career?
That's a big question. It's huge, obviously. When Joachim came to me to propose me this project, I was firstly very honored and very proud about the commission. I'm not sure I realized at that time the size of the asking, you know. Yeah. And little by little, when I understood it, I took it like a mission of doing my best to put in bold, but to give the beautifulness I can bring with my heart to Paris. And I love Paris. I'm so proud that all these people will come this summer to see our city. So I wanted to push myself to the limits I can do and how I can draw the best to do it. I'm so proud with the result because I never went that far with the details. I'm proud with the poetic way that I think we feel something when we are looking at this big cityscape, and I'm not missing anything. I'm happy with the result. I took it as I wanted. 2,000 hours of performance, thinking just about that day and night. I think it's the biggest work of my career so far, and I can't wait to share it with people. And I hope all the French people and people from Paris will be proud of it and will represent them the way I hope.
Joachim, last one with you. What do you want people to remember about this poster and about, in general, the image of the games?
You know, in the beginning, the first week or so when I started thinking about this poster, I had a lot of talk with Tony Estanguet as well. And the main idea between us was to have something very joyful. That was the main idea. Something joyful that represents sports in the city with the people. Something that is happiness, something that everyone, you know, like merged together. And of course, there was some question about where do we put this sport, this one. But the overall aspect, I remember like clearly this discussion with Tony Estanguet was, let's have a poster that brings joy to people. And it's like something very happy. When you see it, it's you smile. You want to smile. You want to look at it. You want to discover. Yeah, I want, and I hope we succeeded on this point.
I said last one, but let me come up with another one. This is an opening to something we haven't seen yet. It opens the doors to what, you know, July will be. It opens the doors to a party we have not yet been in, correct? Will there be a redo after the games happen? Yep. With everything that went around during Paris 2024, as again, if this is a movie of what is going to happen, will the next one be a documentary of what actually happened? Ooh, would you do another one?
Sure.
With the memories of the games?
Yeah, sure. Like I need to rest a bit first, but yeah, if it's in a year, why not?
But we have a lot of secret projects yet, Fernando. So we cannot say everything, but with Hugo, we're preparing a lot of different stuff.
I gotta tell you, Paris has been the game of secrets, and what a great time to be around the organization of the games. The revealing process of every single aspect of the games, again, has been unique. And I guess if your point was to be disruptive, and again, going back to the words of Julie Matekin, if the idea was to compose the exceptional, and speaking as an Olympic fan, I can't wait for what's to come.
Well, thank you very much, Fernando. It's very moving, and I can assure you that everything we do is looking towards creating every aspect to be exceptional, of course.
Well, thank you so very much for your time, Hugo. It's been an honor meeting you.
Same
to you, Joachim. I am speechless and honored to have been able to see it a week before the whole world gets to enjoy it. Can't wait to have it in my walls.
Well,
thank you.
Very happy. Very happy you liked it.
Thank you. And I truly hope you have enjoyed this episode as much, half as much as I have. If that happened, that means you really went all out on listening to, again, two great personalities that have created together what I think is the most amazing poster that has ever been created for an Olympic Games. Until the next Nos Ponemos Las Pilas, have a great rest of your day.